So what was that about? Liska asked when they were back in their cubicle in the squad room. Kovac didn't look at her. What was what? Last night, you wanted to leave Carrie Moore for dead. This morning, you're ready to defend her honor. What's that? I feel sorry for her, he said, making a show of putting on his reading glasses to go back over his field notes. She got the crap beat out of her while her husband is off fucking some bimbo and couldn't care less what's going on with his wife. You know that? I know when a guy's lying about it, and she's trying to pretend it's not happening or that somehow it doesn't matter to her. I don't get that. She's embarrassed, Liska said quietly. It's no fun to be the butt of the joke, especially if you're supposed to be tough and strong and the rest of that type A woman crap. This is the voice of experience talking, she said. Kovac pulled his glasses off and looked at her. She'd been married to a narcotics detective from the St. Paul PD long enough to have had two kids with him. They had come up through the ranks together, marrying when they were both still in uniform. The ex-husband, everybody called him Speed, was one of those bad boy types women always wanted to reform. Liska had believed herself above that, believed she knew exactly what Speed was all about, but she hadn't counted on his not being able to handle her success. Nikki was a good cop and ambitious. She had a drawer full of commendations from the department. She worked high-profile cases, got her picture in the paper every once in a while. Speed was a cowboy, reckless, always living on the edge, undercover, the nature of his work keeping him out of the limelight. He had cheated on her over and over, a cruel kind of revenge for not being able to outshine her. Kovac hated the guy. Always had. Yeah, he said softly. Good thing you didn't take the judge home. You would have taken one look at the husband and castrated him on the spot. He's a bastard. She puts up with it because... I don't know. They have a daughter. She's got a lot on her plate being a judge. Maybe she just doesn't have the energy to deal with him. Liska narrowed her eyes. You like her? Kovac scowled. I feel sorry for her. No. You like her, she said, dead serious, pointing a finger at him. She's another damsel in distress who needs rescuing. Be careful with that, Sam. I don't want to see you get hurt. Jesus. He grumbled, putting his glasses back on so he could avoid her laser gaze. There's no evidence to support your theory. The hell there isn't. I know you. I know your track record. Prior bad acts, Kovac grumbled. Inadmissible. Shows a pattern of behavior, Liska argued. I barely know the woman. Liska sighed and just looked at him with a familiar mix of concern and frustration. He could tell she wanted to say more, but she bit her tongue on it. I have to go, Kovac said, getting up from his chair. What's next on your agenda? Follow up on Bobby Haas. Unless I get an eyewitness who can put him or his buddy at the scene, I can't connect him to the assault. I figured I would go and be supportive of him and his dad, see how they're doing, update them on Carl Dahl, not that there's anything to report. Show Bobby what a kind, warm, and motherly person I am. So you can break him down and feed him into the wheels of justice.
Exactly.
Kovac patted her shoulder. That's my girl.